Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rusts and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, while the western U.S. sees water getting scarcer every day, extremely dry conditions are getting worse in the central and eastern states. The drought monitor says a flash drought has developed in parts of the south and northeast, including Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri. CNN says a flash drought's caused by the rapid intensification of a drought due to a combination of unusually high temperatures, which we've seen, lots of sunshine, and of course, the wind. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says flash drought can cause extensive damage to agriculture, economies, and ecosystems. Extreme heat has covered the southern plains for the past couple of weeks and is more in the forecast. That's made the ongoing drought much worse. Roughly 94% of Texas was in some form of drought last week, the largest since 2013, and over 21% of the state is in exceptional drought. Oklahoma, as you know, also experiencing its hottest summer in several years. Very few chances of rain in the forecast. With the rapidly developing situation without relief from the heat or precipitation, drought's going to continue to intensify rapidly. There were many changes to the drought intensity in the region this week, with only areas of West Texas and the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma showing any improvements. Almost all of eastern Oklahoma, northern Texas, and Arkansas had a full category degradation this week. Further degradation took place over central and southern Texas, as well as portions of northern and western Louisiana. The 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map shows the majority of Oklahoma is leaning before a 40 to 50% chance of precipitation through July the 23rd, with above average temperatures in the triple digits and low chances of precipitation in the future. It's safe to say it's probably going to stay dry for a while. Of course, the one thing we can always do, pray for rain. Well, a number of factors are sending up red flags about slowing economic activity and a potential oncoming recession. A CoBank report says inflation is the largest red flag, and the Fed's ready to raise rates until it believes inflation has been controlled. Warehouse and inventory costs are still rising at near peak levels, and transportation costs are rising at a much higher rate than even before COVID-19. That coming from Dan Kowalski, vice president of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange. He says grain, railcar availability, and prices were at multi-year lows and highs respectively in the second quarter. Shifting economic sentiments have brought ag and energy commodity prices down from their peaks. Grain prices in the second quarter remain volatile, but grain and oilseed prices should push higher because of tight global commodity supplies, especially with wheat and soybeans. There are some challenges ahead because of dry July weather, and Asian-made crop protection chemicals will continue in short supply. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattleman.org.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.